100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. Not dead yet, so we have ourselves a podcast. And, today is Sunday, so it's time for a weekly challenge. I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic was Since Records Began. So, let's hear the stories for that topic. And remember, it's Halloween, so I know these aren't quite Halloween stories, but find a way to make them Halloween stories in your life.
Greetings and happy Halloween, everyone. Jay Radimus here with my story for Weekly Challenge 810 and the prompt of Since Records Began. My story is entitled, Those Aren't Witches.
We're not doing Vegas, Whitney insisted. As maid of honor, I will not allow you to be a cliché.
Okay, Whit, Natalie replied, rolling her eyes. Whatever.
2 weeks later, Whitney, Nora, and Olive kidnapped Natalie for a wild witches weekend in Salem, Massachusetts. Whitney declared she had found an authentic Salem witch experience. Their initial excitement gradually morphed into subdued terror in proportion to the time spent following their guides deeper into the woods. They finally entered a clearing in the middle of an unearthly ceremony.
Since records began, the great old ones have slumbered, waiting to be summoned.
And that's my story. We'll see you next time.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic Since Records Began. I've been recording these records since records began. Before me, there were no records at all, so nobody ever used the phrase Since Records Began, because they hadn't. Instead, our only frame of reference was what we could recall, so we'd say, as far back as I remember, which wasn't much use, really, because everybody always disagreed, and some people's memories were much better than others. And if no one could remember, it probably never happened, even if it did. But, thankfully, that's all changed now that we have records. If only I could remember where I put the blasted things. Okay, we'll leave it there. Until next week, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. I'm glad to be back after this unplanned and definitely unwanted pause. And, here's my story for this week. When it all started, no one expected to understand. They waited. Some waited patiently. Others complained. After a while, it was clear that since records began, time had been bent to the limit. What was happening? When? It seemed the safety net everyone knew, seconds, minutes, hours, days, had disappeared. Town clocks were removed. A law was issued. No watches. What had happened would happen again, multiple times. Everyone got poorer and had to live in shanty towns. But he smiled. The colorful row of light bulbs crossing his street gave him solace, and he decided not to wait anymore. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Tour Rabbit Zoino here with a story on the subject, Since Records Began. It was a slow day in the newsroom, so I asked the weather guy if he had anything interesting. Do you realise this is the hottest day since records began? He said excitedly. It didn't seem unusually warm to me, but I shrugged and asked, "Anything else?" "Plenty," he replied. "It's also the rainiest day since records began." I looked out of the window at the rain shower. There were hardly even puddles in the road yet. "And the rain's broken the worst drought since records began," he continued. "Hang on," I said. "When did records begin?" "Last Tuesday."
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Trevor, seen the news? It says global warming is at its worst since records began. Trevor swallowed the last of his sandwich and frowned. How could he still be so hungry? "That's great. Pete was saying to me yesterday that he expects the next wave of COVID is going to be devastating." Will stopped cleaning his favorite pistol and chimed in. "Let's not forget the Russians and North Koreans. They're just spoiling for a fight." "I suppose I should think about grooming the horses then," replied Debbie. "After all, people will expect us to look our best for the apocalypse."
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening? What could go possibly wrong? 010.
"Here's to us," slurred Ford.
Failing to heed the words on the old parchment, he and his mates were deeply surrounded by empty pint glasses. Since records began at the arms, no one had polished off as many pints as Ford. Where was a Don? He wondered, and to this he added a pint to that waiting. Still holding the weathered parchment, the underclassman lazily turned over the yellow object in his hand. Through a blurring haze he made out a single word. "Duck," Thunny thought, dropping his head to the table. Bang! The bullet removed his hat. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 810, with a prompt of "Since Records Began." Speaking of beginning, tomorrow starts the beginning of NaNoWriMo. For those of you who are participating, Norval Joe is my name on the NaNoWriMo.org site. If you want a buddy to ride along with you, if you're doing that. Anyway, I will still do my 100 word stories. Here's my entry for this week's challenge. Bilbert took Sabrina by the arm to steady her. At first, she glared at him, but her expression soon softened. As soon as she was still and had caught her breath, Bilbert said, "You're right. I don't know you. I have special powers. I can fly, and anyone holding my hand can fly with me. Now, why don't you tell me about what you can do?" Sabrina took 2 quarters from her purse, walked to the soda machine, and dropped them in the slot. She drank her soda quickly and said, "Since records began, my family has kept a secret." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to planet
Z.
As I entered the house and stepped into the hallway of doors, the door slammed shut behind me, and the doors in the hallway flew open. Ghosts floated in through the doors, filling the hallway. I took out my notepad and pen. "Can you stand in single file, please?" I said. The ghost nodded and floated into position. I counted off the ghosts and made notes on their appearance. "Thank you," I said, closing the notepad. The ghosts floated back through the doorways and slammed the doors shut. I left and walked to the next house on the abandoned street.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of... No, I can't remember the topic. Alright, hold on. I need to look this up. Oh, and there. And since records began... since records began, I haven't been looking them up. So you can go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to check out the text of the stories. Archives for over 16 years, and I probably can't remember anything else. Links to people's sites that provided links to learn more about their writing, get their archives, although if they've been writing here, you can get some of it over here. And the next topic is a pick two. So go to the website and check that out. And vase, rub, top, spring fresh, chime, the end, and crop. Thank you all for being a part of this. And there'll be stories this week. You know, the same thing that's been going on for a while. And as always, keep it brief.